That's a piece called Fantasia Cubana, featuring Celedonio Romero, the patriarch of the Los Romeros guitar quartet that originally was from Spain but then settled in California. And we played that so that we could get into a conversation about Blue Mountain Village, where a Cuban salsa band is coming just in a week or so. I want to welcome my very special guest, Patty Kendall, who's the Director of Marketing and Events at the Blue Mountain Village Association. And what exactly does the association do?
Well, we're responsible for all of the programming at Blue Mountain Village to bring tourism to the area. And we program with incredible talent all year long, every single day. We're open every day of the year.
It is a four-season resort. Now, you, as the Director of Marketing Events, are just constantly on the search for something that's going to entertain and every part of the family.
Absolutely. And every genre. And we've become a very multicultural destination as well. So we're looking to create programming of interest to everyone.
Well, this conversation is not only being heard on 102.9 FM in Collingwood, but 96.3 in Toronto, all throughout the GTA and in Eastern Ontario. And it's not that far up here. It's just a couple hours.
Oh, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Easy drive. You get out of the city and you can relax and enjoy the scenery on the way up.
And you can actually breathe air that you don't see.
That's
what's
right.
One thing I like about it, because since I moved up here last summer. Let's talk about some of the events. I'm not sure we'll get through all of them because it is an incredibly busy schedule for this summer. And starting with this Salsa at Blue, June 22nd, Friday to Sunday, June 24th. Who's coming?
We have an incredible lineup of entertainment. But the great thing about the Salsa Festival, and this is the 10th anniversary, is you can come and learn to dance. There are dance instructions all weekend long, day and night. We have some of the best talent from the GTA, from a Latino market. And we also have their dancers in costume. And it's just the most incredible atmosphere. It's actually my favorite event of the season.
And at the end of the evening, fireworks.
And
which
fireworks.
Part of many, many things throughout the summer at Blue Mountain. Canada Day weekend, always special. What's happening this year?
Canada Day, we have the Carpet Frogs, and if you haven't seen them, it's Burton Cummings' band, and they are the best cover band in Canada. So that's a lot of fun. We have family activities all day long, the Carpet Frogs, and again, fireworks.
And some movies under the stars as well, I understand. There's the Peak to Shore Music Festival, because yeah, there are Blue Mountains, but there's a wonderful Nottawasaga Bay too, Peak to Shore.
Yes, and this is a collaboration with the town of Collingwood and Thornbury and Blue Mountain Village, and it encompasses the most unique venues in the region as well as Canada's best talent. So you can watch phenomenal concerts down at the water at the amphitheater in Collingwood, if you've probably been there, as well as at the mountain. And we have incredible venues in some of the bars and restaurants that feature live music all the time.
That's from Wednesday the 4th of July to Sunday the 8th. Then July 14th and 15th, you got Blues at Blue. That makes sense.
We do have, we've brought back the Blues Festival by popular demand, featuring the Blackburn Brothers and many generations of the Blackburn Brothers, actually.
If you like opera, and of course, our listeners to the new Classical FM almost exclusively love opera, Wednesday, July 18th, something very special.
We're so excited about this. This is the first time we're having Craig Ashton and his ensemble.
Craig is a local Collingwood fellow.
He is a local Collingwood.
With the Canadian Opera Company.
And it's called Opera Under the Stars, and it's opera to Broadway, and it's a phenomenal show and a wonderful opportunity. And all of the events we've talked about are all free.
Okay, Craig is an operatic tenor, and he's bringing some of the other folks from the Canadian Opera Company chorus with him for Opera Under the Stars. That'll be terrific, Wednesday, July 18th. And then, if you love country music, July 21st, 22nd, it's Country Crossroads.
Country Crossroads, country all weekend with the headliner David James.
Collingwood Elvis Festival, big deal here. Blue Mountain gets involved.
We do, and this is the 24th annual Elvis Festival, and we have a lot of different tribute artists as well as Elvis at the Village. So big night on Friday night, huge night on Saturday night, and then all weekend long.
Note that date and let your sideburns grow. So you'll be ready, 28th of July to the 29th. Tapestry, the Carole King songbook. That sounds fabulous in August, Wednesday the 1st.
Yes. So that's another free evening performance on a Wednesday. So a little less busy, perfect opportunity to come to see the Carole King Tapestry songbook.
Going through August, Mosaic World Music, Wild Wonders, which is free-flying birds of prey, indigenous animal and reptile shows. The Last Waltz will feature Meaford's finest musicians. And Village Vibe is coming up also in August, a compilation of village favorites. And then an Indigenous Life Festival later in August, Friday the 24th. What's happening there?
Well, that as well is a collaboration with Collingwood. So there's concerts on Friday night in down at the amphitheater. But it's the only in Canada festival that features Indigenous education for non-Indigenous people and a collaboration with Indigenous people. So it's a very authentic and a wonderful weekend.
There is a website, I'm sure, that people can go to get more information on all of these events or any of them in particular. And what's that?
BlueMountainVillage.ca.
Easy to remember, BlueMountainVillage.ca. Patty Kendall is the Director of Marketing and Events for the Blue Mountain Village Association. And since we were talking about that wonderful opera performance that's coming up, Opera Under the Stars, Wednesday, July 18th, how about the Canadian Opera Company Chorus?